Russ Parr Morning Show, 48 minutes past the hour, and boy, the phone lines are blowing up. Twitter's blowing up at Russ Parr Show. And yesterday we were talking about Jay-Z being overrated, and it got into him biting, and then people started tripping.
Bite him. I'm not a biter. I'm a biter. I'm a biter.
All right, yeah, and of course everybody just heard what we just played, and of course Albert is really upset.
But I'm far from upset. Yeah. I have just as many people agreeing with me. Everybody does the same thing y'all picking on Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's what happens. Everybody likes to pick on Jay-Z because he's the best at it. So listen. Everybody's tweeting already. Hashtag RPMS top tweets so we can read your tweet.
Jay-Z's been a thief his whole life.
They never stole anybody's
time. They called the police on that man.
1-877 Parr Show. All right, so it's gone from, is he overrated to is Jay-Z a lyrical thief? How do you hit us up, girl?
Hey, at Russ Parr Show, hashtag RPMS top tweet.
I'm not a writer, I'm a biter.
Allowed to a lemon, my DC women bringing in. Minimums to condos with elevators in it.
Alarm to a lemon, my VA women. Walk up my no-lo blinders cause my condo with elevators in them.
All right, so maybe he's paying homage to him, man. But when you start doing Snoop and everybody else.
Nah. I'm fine. Nobody says...
Depths of the sea, back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky, yes, the dot went solo on that ass, but it's still the same, Long Beach is the spot where my guy.
From the crap tables down in AC, back on the block, Jay-Z, from the rock, went solo on that ass, but it's still the same, Brooklyn be the place where I serve them things.
He just made it up.
I and I am him, slim with the tilted brim, what's my f***ing name?
He is I and I am him.
So, Soup, your argument is he's grabbing power lines.
Power lines and the whole line.
What? Why wouldn't you grab the power line that everybody knows? Yeah, why would you do that?
But you make it your hook.
Right, and then I'm looking at you crazy like, what?
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I do you want to get into this foray?
So now I was listening yesterday, and that last dude was a clown talking about Jay-Z being a thief all his life. A lot of people don't know, like, when he talks about that ghostwriting he does, so he's so horrible. Like, why is he writing for people? Like, he wrote that Still D.R.E. for Dre, and that was what really, like, I know Dre's always been a producer, but that's what really put him, like, back in the forefront. So, I mean, a lot of people he's ghostwritten for. I don't think he's a thief at all. I mean, he's lazy, and, like, he's actually my favorite rapper, but I will say, he has moments where he's lazy, but come on, man, the boy is not a thief. I've seen him, like, freestyles and stuff like that. Come on.
Okay.
Tweet. Gmail Lamp Cool disagrees with you. She says Albert is tripping. Jay-Z is clearly a thief and rich from it. King Smith says, lock up your English paper. Hova is coming for it.
Oops.
Let's see. Cuz 040 says, wow, Jigga, never would have known it. And I don't even want to read this one.
Yeah.
Red Eye Ink says, Abbott is a typical young nut hugger.
Well, I'll just be hugging them.
I don't like
Wait
it.
A minute. You're a nut hugger. You're a nut hugger. Watching nuts go by.
My.
Jamaican Star 217 says hilarious. It's a huge difference between playing homage to a person and straight up taking all their runs.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Russ?
All right, talk to me, man.
All right. First of all, y'all sounding like Jim Jones and Cameron and all you guys are hired by them and created that little sample about Jay. This is Aaron calling from Fort Bragg, and I'm sure everybody that know me would expect me to call.
Land the plane.
But nevertheless, hip hop is made off of samples and paying respect to
That's
those.
True. Mm-hmm. True.
Right. So, I mean, for everybody from DJs who's ever sampled and producers has ever sampled James Brown, no one's ever came
Tell
to
it.
Him or made a big deal about
mm-hmm.
it. Everybody, even people today still sample and take lines. You look in the source every month, you'll see the borrower and the lender from hip hop. No one has a big deal about that.
Yeah. Are you
Diddy
part
was
of
the biggest
are you why, are you part of the YNHA?
I know what it is.
Somebody
the young nut
huggers of America.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because somebody don't agree, they got to be hugging.
Diddy is the worst offender. He really is. Let's see. Larry Brown, L Boogie 34 says, stop hating on the best rapper alive. Mm. Sweet Tower says, Jay-Z is the best. Leave him alone. Talk about 2 Chainz, who doesn't even rhyme in his raps. He's overrated. Mr. Davenport says, Nas told it in either. He copied Big Daddy Kane, Jazz O, Biggie, etc. Jay made the transition from G to Gent too easy to be authentic.
Well, let me just say this. I am a Jay-Z fan.
Yeah.
Okay, don't get me wrong. Okay. And it does not bother me that he's lifted some lines. Yeah. It doesn't. But to say that he doesn't do it and you know exactly what he's thinking while he took it, I don't know that to be a fact.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the bottom line is the evidence is right there. And yeah, maybe Jim Jones and those guys put this little piece together. You know, to point it out.
But I mean, you can do that to any rapper.
If you didn't,
you can do it to any rapper.
Put it together.
You can do it to any rapper.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's happening, man? Talk to me.
Not much. I am looking at it in this way. Think about it. Every great artist on the face of this earth, whether it was beat production, sampling, or whatever, has used something from the older schools of thought.
Of course.
And if you also think about this, I think Jay-Z is very earth-friendly. He's not letting these lyrics go to waste. He's recycling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you like it that way.
There you go. Like it. That's what Britt said. Yeah.
I was off the hook now.
No, not at all.
Yes, you are.
I have my opinion. Y'all have your opinion.
Britt
we
said
don't.
The same thing.
We can agree to disagree.
Would have never heard those Biggie verses unless Jay-Z repeated them.
That's right. So that means this generation has no idea that he stole it from Biggie.
He's keeping his boy memory alive.
Albert, you can keep your card to the Young Nut Huggers of America Club.
That's fine.
And turn in your sluts with nuts card.
Ooh, ooh.
Somebody tripping.